Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, my name is Rosalind Baird, and I work with a group of researchers at the Fertiliser Technology Research Centre based in Adelaide University in Adelaide in South Australia. I'm the only Australian in the group. However, that's me. That doesn't mean anything. But today I'm going to talk to you about barrier coatings to improve water-soluble zinc in ammoniated phosphate fertilisers. So zinc can be incorporated to phosphates as zinc sulfate, which is the highly soluble source of zinc with that 960 grams per litre solubility, or it can go in as zinc oxide, which has 200,000 times lower water solubility, so it can be as low as 1.5 milligrams per litre. And however, doesn't matter what form these go in, because what actually happens is the zinc, as soon as it's in contact with the phosphate in the fertiliser, forms zinc phosphates. And you can see from these two reactions what happens with both those. And this is the compound that's formed, and it's called hopite. That's the crystallography term for it. So it doesn't really matter if you incorporate the zinc in the granule itself or whether you put the zinc on the outside. At any point of contact where you've got the zinc and the phosphate together, you're going to produce this zinc phosphate compound and a range of other mixed precipitates as well. The problem with that is that if you look at this, this is a mat granule with zinc in it, which was incubated in a soil for 4 weeks, and the zinc was mapped in and around the granule with synchrotron. And you can see that 90% of the zinc remained in the co-granulated product in after 5 weeks of application to moist soil. So the zinc phosphate is still in the granule after this 5 weeks, and it then very slowly moves out. So the release of zinc from granules is limited in most soils due to this water insolubility of the zinc phosphate that is formed. So we're trying to work out what we can do about this to improve this water solubility. So one strategy to that we were thinking about is this barrier coating technology. So what this means is that we're trying to separate the P from the phosphate from the zinc compounds that we're putting in. And we're going to do this with a coating which we're calling a barrier coat, but basically it's just to separate the zinc from the P so that we don't get those compounds formed, those zinc phosphates. And that should reduce the P to zinc interaction and allow the zinc into the soil solution and into the plant root zone. And then we started thinking of other benefits of this, like we could have variations. Say we put the zinc in the barrier coating, and provided the zinc was still not in contact with the P granule underneath, we could still hold them apart. We could look at a different range of zinc compounds on the outside, and one that we looked at was a chelated zinc, so that would be beneficial to the zinc because it's protecting it again. So there's a whole range of different things that we can vary with this technology. And the barrier coats themselves can be urea, ammonium sulfate, potassium sulfate, magnesium or calcium sulfate, which are also going to provide nutrients. So we're not going to take up this space by some inert compound that's going to dilute the P levels in the actual fertiliser itself. So will this strategy work? So today I'm going to show you some work we did to investigate the effect of barrier coating zinc MES, I'll explain that later, on zinc uptake by plants using an isotopically labelled zinc technique. So the MES-10 you're most probably all familiar with is a mosaic product. It's a monoammonium phosphate, and it's got some elemental S and some sulfate S in it. But basically it's a MAP granule, an MAP granule full of phosphate. And we use two barrier coatings. One is a langbeinite, which is the K-mag, which is a potassium magnesium sulfate. and the other is a potassium sulfate. And we use zinc oxide as the zinc source. So we made these treatments, and the first two are MES-10 with 1% zinc oxide. On the first one, it's co-granulated in the granule itself, and the second one, it's coated on the outside. And then there's two barrier coating treatments, the KMAG, which has got both of which are high percentage so that we can get good coverage. So there's 10% of that barrier coating by weight going onto the granule, and then the zinc is coated on the outside. And then we have an MES-10 control. So to make these granules, we take the MES-10, we tightly sized it. We don't really want particles around 1 millimetre or anything like that when we're trying to coat them. So this is a really easy process. It goes into a tumbling bed in our laboratory coating drum, and we have a spray water mist which wets up the outside of the granules, and then we have a very finely milled magnesium KMAG or SOP, so that they're all under 150 microns. And so they go on as a powder, but the surface of the granule is wet. So with the rolling action of the drum, the bed weight and the water, we can coat on 10% of these to produce these granules. And then after that, we air dried, and we used a zinc oxide, zinc 67, which is a stable isotope of zinc, in a water slurry, and that was rolled on the outside as the zinc coating. And in the case of co-granulation, we mill the MES-10 to less than 150 microns, and we start with a very fine powder, and the zinc oxide goes in as a slurry throughout the process so that the zinc is distributed perfectly through the granule as it's forming in the granulation drum. So then we use this direct labelling method, and in this case the labelled fertiliser goes into the soil, and we trace that that labelled zinc in the plant itself. So the zinc in the plant is, derived from the fertiliser is directly calculated from the abundance of the... so we know how much is in the fertiliser and how much is in the plant afterwards. And we use two soils. We used one with higher clay content, acidic soil at Bordertown with a pH of 6.2, and Lock, which is a calcareous soil with a pH of 8.5. We grew wheat for 6 weeks. At one point, the zinc treatments were 1.4 milligrams of zinc per kilogram, and that was just a standard climatic cabinet. And we made sure that the basal nutrients were added as well. And these are the results. So these are optical, actually stereo microscope photographs of the granules that we made. So the whole of the top section is the SOP coating, the potassium sulfate, and the one on the left-hand side is just the 10% potassium sulfate barrier coat. And that's to show you how what the coverage is like, and how we're sealing off that surface completely, so because we don't want any of that P and zinc to interact. And the next, the middle one, is the zinc on the outside, and you can see it's a finely fine zinc oxide, and it's you can see the distribution of that zinc on those granules. And then the cross section is showing the thickness of the coating and also the how well its uniformity, what its uniformity is. And I put the bottom one, that's all the KMAG on the bottom, and I put that granule in with the cross section just to show that even when you've got irregular granules, which you you have, you can still get a really good coverage around that granule that seals it from the zinc itself. So these are the results of the pot trial. This is the dry matter yield, grams per pot. And if you look at the first, at the top graph, the left-hand side is the co-granulated zinc. The next ones are the three barycoats. So there's a nil, which is the coated zinc and without a barycoat, and then there is the K-Mag and the SOP, and the control, which is no zinc. And you can see in the border town soil, no difference, and no difference in the lock soil, no significant differences in the lock soil either. And then we're having a look at the zinc in the plants themselves. So this is a border town soil with zinc in the plant, and you can see if you have a look across those the same, the K-Mag and the SOP barrier coatings, you have this higher amount of zinc in the plants. And then the zinc in the plant actually derived from the fertiliser is also higher, which is pleasing. And the lock soil is the same. It's the zinc in the plant, so you can see this higher zinc reaching the plant, and you also have a significant difference in the amount of zinc in the plant derived from the fertiliser. So in conclusion, well, we know that higher water-soluble zinc is desirable for agronomic efficiency, and we also know that the form is not that important because we're going to form this zinc phosphate compound. But we've now shown, and the conclusion of this work is that a coated barrier between the pea and the zinc will improve the zinc uptake in the plant. And I just like to thank Mosaic for their sponsorship of this work, and also to my help, my technical assistants, Colin, Ashley Bogomilla and Danielle. Thank you. The question is, have we done any of this work with more acidic granules like single super? Is that the question?
And triple.
The answer is yes, and I knew I was going to get a question like this. And without fobbing you off, which is an Australian saying, my colleague, who's about to come up here, is going to give a whole lot of information about the speciation and the pH differences. So I don't really want to steal his thunder because he's going to get really upset. Sorry. Is that okay? Yeah, sorry.